All right, well, lots to talk about locally, certainly, and as we do every Monday morning, we talk about it with Crane's Detroit Business. It's brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. Amy Barzee, the assistant managing editor of Crane's Detroit Business, joins us this morning. Amy, it's great to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Oracle is getting a full tax break for this hyperscale data center that they're building in Saline Township. That's new news.
It is new news. I mean, while most of us were worried about eating lettuce or wildfire smoke last week over in Saline Township, they were worried about a lawsuit. So Saline Township, which is southwest of Ann Arbor, is where a big hyperscale data center is being built for the tech giant Oracle. And the township's board of trustees almost got sued again over the project. This time, the board had voted on Tuesday to try and cap the tax break that Oracle was asking for. So what they're trying to do is limit the value of the tax break to just like a 50% break to $4.8 billion, which was the early value of the project that they had gotten, that they thought they had gotten in a consent agreement in, with Oracle. But the township's lawyer very quickly pointed out that the board was going to be in hot water legally by doing that. So what they were trying to do is like try and cap the tax break to just a small bit of the project, so the full freight of the property tax would apply to the entire thing. And at this point, it sounds like the entire project is not $4.8 billion. It sounds like it's a $43 billion project, which would have meant Oracle would have paid millions of dollars more in property taxes to the township. But the gambit did not pay off. The township's lawyer very bluntly said, "I don't know what you're doing. You're going to get sued." So the board had to call a special meeting Friday night around 7 p.m. to approve the entire tax break that Oracle was asking for. So they did that unanimously. They cleared themselves. So now Oracle will be getting an industrial facilities tax exemption for the project. It's common for projects of this scale. Other data centers have received the same thing. It'll be 12 years, 50% tax break on the $43 billion project, which that number includes the building itself, the buildings itself, and then all of the server stacks inside, which is just an enormous amount of computing power,
right,
and technology. So that building, those buildings, excuse me, are still under construction. It'll take at least another year. The whole facility is expected to be done in mid-2028.
Amy, it was thought that this developer out in Romulus was going to build this sports complex, but the feds say he was making it rain in the strip clubs.
Listen, this federal complaint was one of the most enjoyable, just from a pure entertainment perspective. So, yeah, we've been following this developer's pitch for quite a long time, but sounds like the law finally caught up to him. So you might have seen billboards along I-94 near the airport for the Motown Sports Facility, which was Kenneth Bardwell's vision for this big chunk of property near the airport. So the proposal was pretty ambitious. It was a big arena, basketball courts, an indoor sports field, an IMAX theater, a water park, hotels, four hockey rinks, so much more. And Bardwell got almost 2,000 people to invest in this project, but their money never ended up going towards the development. Federal prosecutors said Bardwell was burning through this cash at gentlemen's clubs and luxury stores and just funding his own lifestyle. And it sounds like some of the dancers ended up on Bardwell's payroll from all of these investor monies.
So he's pimping. So, he was pimping too?
Bardwell is facing one count of wire fraud in federal court. He was arrested. He's out on bond right now. Kirk Pinho has been following the story for Cranes. We'll be watching to see what happens next.
I have a feeling we're not gonna, this isn't the last we hear about this as well.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's been pitching this project in other states for years. So the scam might go beyond Michigan.
Meanwhile, right before we went away for the 4th of July, there was a move in Lansing to expand the public initiative for programs like the redevelopment of the Renaissance Center. Where do we stand for that? What's next for the Ren Center?
Yeah. I mean, 4th of July might feel like a long time ago, but there was a really key move in the legislature, and Kirk Pinho talked to GM and Bedrock about what that means here for the timeline for the rents. And so, progress on that redevelopment since it was first sort of pitched was really hinging on the expansion of the transformational brownfield program. So that did happen right before the 4th of July, and now we really have a clear picture of what's going on. So GM, which owns the building, and Bedrock still have the same vision. It's tearing down the glass atrium and tearing down the two towers closest to the Detroit River, renovating and repurposing the remaining towers, and then turning the parking lots nearby into a waterfront destination. But this fall, there will be a community engagement process for the public space component and for the vision at large for how the public will interact, asking people, what do you want to see here? Do you really want a Ferris wheel? Do you want, like soccer fields or something like that? So that'll be a component to it. And then in March, the developers will apply for that actual giant incentive package that they're waiting for. And that application will really give us a good picture of what the redevelopment components will cost and some of the timing. And then, truly, after the NCAA Final Four tournament in April, the Marriott Hotel will close. And that'll be a key step in the timeline to really allow the developers to move forward with shutting off utilities, with prepping the buildings for demolition. The plan is to start actual work next summer on the redevelopment. Finding that information out was really big for us. We hadn't heard when GM and Bedrock wanted to start work yet, and just thinking about that like this time next summer, the work could begin there to take down the two towers on the waterfront. So it's kind of coming into fruition now. It sounds closer to reality than it's ever been.
Amy Barzee, we appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great Monday, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you
See
got
you.
it. Yeah, you got it. You know, this situation out in Romulus is absolutely crazy.
Dude.
The mayor of Romulus, in a statement, said that economic development for the benefit of our residents in Romulus is a priority. The news is disappointing, but we will not tolerate what appears to be an attempt to take advantage of Romulus and its residents.
I mean, not only are you spending the money, according to the feds and the gentlemen's clubs, but you got some of the dancers from the clubs on your payroll.
I mean, the renderings of what this could have been
Oh,
were spectacular.
beautiful.
Absolutely spectacular. And instead, I got this dude, buying fancy stuff and
Making it
going to strip
rain.
clubs. I don't know about all that. Coming up on the other side, I've learned about something
Okay.
that I never really knew about. I'll tell you what it is coming up. It's Jer Mori.